Hello, Sullivan County and LaBarge. This is Albert Summers reporting to you on February 14th, the 25th day of the general session of the 67th legislature. We worked through Senate files on second, third reading, and committee of the whole. I will highlight three bills. Senate File 41, skill-based amusement games authorized locations. This bill limits skill-based amusement games to truck stops, smoke shops, or locations licensed or permitted to sell alcoholic liquor or malt beverages. Amusement games in existing sites before September 14th, 2022 are grandfathered. I supported this bill and it passed the House on third reading. Senate File 88 passed the Committee of the Whole today. In last week's update, I expressed my concern that the conversion to a bonus point system for bighorn sheep and moose does not do enough to protect the existing high point holders in the draw. Today, an amendment was successfully passed that implements a separate formula for preference points holders with 19 points and higher in 2027 and extends through 2032. Those in this category and time frame would have their bonus points cubed, increasing their odds. While not a perfect fix or system, this amendment gets the conversion to a bonus point system closer to fair for the high point holders. I supported the amendment and this bill moved to second reading. I am not sure how I will vote on the bill in third reading. Senate File 47, Education Repeal of Immunity or Corporal Discipline. This bill would repeal a current statutory provision that provides civil and criminal immunity protection for teachers, principals, and superintendents that exercise a reasonable corporal discipline of a student authorized by a school district board of trustee policy. There was a discussion on what is considered corporal punishment, as the definition was not well defined in the bill. I can be reached at albert@albertsummers.com with questions or comments. Thank you.